as we continue to explore the heart, mind, the body in the present moment, we can at times allow ourselves to naturally be in connection and notice that it's possible to incline, orient the heart mind in a certain direction. This is not to change the experience, but it's to support the wisdom, to help ourselves, to support inclining what is helpful in terms of allowing to meet whatever there is to meet. There's a line in the teaching, and it's one of the oldest teachings of the Buddha, where it says, this line says, whatever the mind, the heart, ponders upon, this becomes the tendency. You can say the habit for the next moment. What is present now, we can actually notice that we can incline, and there's no doubt that this will become the tendencies, the modes. So we can understand with this teaching that there's wisdom, wise thought, or right thought, wise intention, leading to wise view, which is wisdom. We have here, if we're aware, we have a conscious choice. And there's no doubt that in our meditation, because we heighten our sense of awareness much more than in ordinary life, the choice to cultivate what is wholesome, cultivate what is helpful, is very clearly a choice, a possibility. So in our guided meditation this afternoon, we can, if we wish, support the awareness with some care. And actually, in terms of a Pali word, the awareness is called a careful awareness, a careful attention. And taken literally, it means an attention full of care. And you may notice right now in your own being how this word care may infuse the softening of the heart. Care invites us to allow, to receive, just to enable the meeting, stay connected. Relate and keep being interested as best we can. this care may also reflect a dimension of kindness. When there's care, we can incline the heart and mind towards kindness rather than judging, for example. So in many various ways you can notice the possibility to help, to support the connection in care, in kindness, at times it may be also that if there is pain, whatever the type of pain, it can be body ache, it can be some emotional difficulty, the torment of the mind. It may be judging thoughts, all the different types of manifestations that may torment the heart-mind. And that care may help soothe, may be healing. It's a tenderness. The body hurts, the mind hurts. May I care? In a very simple way, this spontaneous possibility of receiving. And care doesn't mean it needs to change. It's just to be present with. So the metaphor may be one where, just the other day it happened to me, a child fell down and it was crying, of course. It had hurt itself just a little bit. What was the appropriate action? It was to take that child in my arms and just give it some careful attention, some loving kindness. That was the best support. So in the same way, we can take this image to heart, mind, for ourselves, if it's possible. So this care doesn't mean we're going to fix the pain. It's not about that. It's just being present with. That's the intention. And to receive what needs to be received, just what's present. Not forcing, allowing, understanding that it's a process. That enables us to give it space. Whatever it is, may it have space. The space to manifest, to be alive, and noticing with the awareness how it evolves. How the care may be soothing. How the care may actually bring some understanding. So in a very simple way, you may now choose to just be aware, present, with care, with kindness, and offer yourself, give yourself the gift of this kindness. It may be care that you offer to your body, whether it's with an intention of just simply being in touch with the body and have some sense of feeling of kindness. You may want to have a hand touch a part of the body so you feel that care, there's connection. Putting a hand on the heart, the chest, just to sense the possibility of, may I care? May I give myself this kindness? Taking the time to make that connection. It also may be on the shoulder or belly, wherever you feel that your body wishes, wants some attention. And receiving that care. So taking a few moments to explore this dimension of connection. And in your own time, noticing the impact of that contact, whatever may manifest, whatever may be felt, the care to allow. This very simple gesture of, may I open to receive this. With kindness, with care. And also receiving the attitude. What manifests in terms of the relationship to what is happening? Being in connection with the body, and we can explore this further if we feel that it supports the quality of presence. Very naturally, we can also, if we wish, offer, give ourselves some caring attention, some kindness to the heart mind. And again, you may wish to stay in silence, in a quality of presence which has this felt sense, just the feeling of kindness, gentleness, care, and stay connected with what is present. In the heart, in the mind. Or if you wish, you can also support the quality of care by internally offering yourself a few words of care and kindness. Of course, you can express these words in Hebrew. The meaning is just, may I care. May I care to care. May I offer myself some kindness. May I be well. Or may I be in peace. So taking a few moments now by yourself and just appreciate to connect and to give yourself that careful attention, the kindness, the care, in whatever way feels appropriate for you in this moment. With words, with just the feeling, give yourself that gift. And now just noticing the impact on the body, the heart, mind of this simple contact of well-wishing. Whatever may be appearing, whatever may be present, may it be received. It's the intention to allow. It's not a should, it's just a possibility. Simply receive what is here. Make space. Give space. Maybe one can notice that there's a softening. More of a flow. Maybe not. And we may, if we wish, stay with ourselves in this meeting with ourselves in kindness and care. Or we may wish to expand this field of careful attention. To include those beings with whom we share this space. And again, it's this very simple intention. Aspiration, inclination of the heart mind to wish well. Understanding that we are all the same, just as I wish to be well, to be happy. To be in peace, everyone here wishes to be well, to be happy, to be in peace. Just as I wish to be free of pain, free of any harm or anxiety, everyone here wishes to be free of pain, harm, and anxiety. So to the extent that feels appropriate for you, again, whether you feel to stay with yourself is totally fine. That flow of caring energy is manifesting in many ways. Or whether we want to radiate, expand the kindness, the care in this room and even further. It's this very supportive, healing energy of kindness, of care, of love. That can radiate internally and externally for ourselves and for many beings. And we may end the sit with this quality of careful attention. And if there's a need to ground ourselves in the body, once again, finding the grounding place that we have chosen for ourselves. And just settle rest and connect, allow to receive what is manifesting. So knowing that this care can accompany you, support you in your practice, any moment.